Welcome to the Performance Training Academy podcast. This is episode number 15, How Much Should You Charge as a Fitness Professional? In today's podcast, we'll be giving a quick insight into business planning, deciding what your prices could or should be, and how to advertise your services to others. Welcome back to the Performance Training Academy podcast. This is episode number 15, and it's all about how much you should charge as a fitness professional. So a good question that a lot of new students have when they start one of our courses, be it a level 3 diploma in personal training, level 3 diploma in sports massage or Pilates, is to start understanding about like how much can I earn once I'm qualified? How much should I charge as a fitness professional once I'm qualified? And we always start off our courses by ensuring that our students start thinking about this from day one. Even better, like when people are thinking about the business side of things and what they're going to charge and how they're going to promote themselves and what sort of income they're going to get, even before they start a qualification. When I did my qualification all the way back in 2002, the first thing I did before I committed to my course that I did as a level 3 personal trainer was, how much will the course cost? But how much can I then charge once I'm qualified? And that's almost the first step of your business plan. Find out what it is you need to pay to get the qualification that you need so that you can do the job that you want to do. But then importantly, work out how you're going to get a return back on that investment. So you invested in yourself, you invested in your education to give yourself the career that you want to do. How much can you get back after you've made that initial outlay for the qualification itself? So how much should you charge as a fitness professional? It's something that you should start thinking about very, very early on. If you haven't thought about that before you start a course, because you know this is a career you want to do, but maybe you want to learn about the business side of it, how much you're going to charge as you're going through that learning journey, that's also fine. It's one of the first lessons we get our students to do, like very early on when they start our course. One of the first lessons we teach them is start thinking now about what type of business you're going to have once you're qualified. Start laying the foundations of that business, how you're going to market yourself, what sort of website you're going to have, are you going to use social media, and how much you're going to charge. So this quick podcast is just to give it a little bit of an understanding about what you can charge, what you should charge, and to give you some ideas that you can action now so that you can start formulating your own business plan to go with your fitness business. So step one will be business plan. You might be listening to this without a qualification as yet, and you're in that mindset and that process of formulating the business plan, which is great. Working out what you're going to charge once you're qualified, looking around at what the course costs, the qualification, how much it will cost you, and then how you're going to get return back on that investment. So business planning early doors is good. If you're doing a qualification or going through with your qualification as we speak, especially if you haven't started your business plan yet, you know, we would strongly recommend that you do start thinking about the business side of things, start putting a bit of a business plan together. Maybe you're already qualified but not sure how to take your business, how to scale up your business. So again, business plan, work out where you are now, where you want to be, what you have to do to get there, and what you're going to have to charge to get the income that you want and deserve. So start with your business plan. To start with, you're going to look at your target market. So find out what sort of people do you want to appeal to, what sort of what will your ideal customer and client look like, and then start considering how are you going to find those individuals? How are you going to get your advertising in front of those individuals? That's all part of your business plan that you're going to start putting together. Once you've got a bit of an understanding about what your ideal client would look like, who they're going to be, are you going to target mums? Are you going to be targeting athletes? Are you going to be targeting and helping people for weight loss or muscle growth? Think about the sort of individuals you're going to try and target to and where you're going to find them. I think it's quite important to note at this stage that as a personal trainer, you or any fitness professional, you should be able to help many different types of personas. Yes, you may lean yourself slightly more towards the mum's market. Maybe you're a mum yourself. Maybe you're going to lean yourself slightly more towards a weight loss market. Maybe you've got a great story to tell yourself, a great journey that you've gone through, and now you want to help others. So you will be able to help and advise and work with many different personas, but do first and foremost think about your target market, but don't just focus on them only. If you're looking to train mums, don't just focus fully on mums, because I'm sure there's many dads out there that would also like to train with you. So consider who the persona will be of your ideal market, your ideal customer. Then do a bit of local research. So where are you basing your business? What are other fitness professionals around the area charging for their services, whether that's for personal training, whether that's for sports massage, or whatever it may be? Do a little bit of local research. Find out what other businesses that are very similar to yours, what they're charging. And also look at that as a bit of a blueprint as well. Like, how much are they charging? How are they advertising? You know, use another business as a bit of a blueprint for yourselves. Don't see it as a major competition as such. You know, we're all doing our own thing. We're all trying to help people in our own way and offer our own services. But if you look at any company, I'm sure they've looked at others in a very similar field, looked at how they do things and interpret that in their own way. So do a little bit of local research as well, especially when it comes to your fees and your services and the prices you're going to charge. What you don't want to do is price yourself out of the market, but equally, you don't want to undercut anyone as well. You want to be earning what you should be earning for your services. And we'll come to that in a second. So step one is business plan. Go as full into that as possible. Understand what your fees are going to be. Understand how many sessions you're going to need to do each week to get the income that you want as well, based on those fees. So have a real good idea about what that's going to be. And then within that business plan, set your starting point, set your end point where you want to end up, but then also join those two points together. How are you going to get there? Normally, it will come down to your advertising, which again, we'll touch upon in this podcast. So once you've got your business plan drafted out, it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be finished. It can evolve in time as you do. You then need to decide on your prices. Now, the first bit of advice I want you to take away from this is never start yourself off too cheap. It's a conversation I have with many students over the years and colleagues and peers that I work with as well. It can feel like sometimes when you're coming into an industry with a new qualification, you may be new to that industry, you might feel like you should be starting off cheaper than those around you because you're new. When I completely disagree with that. The end of the day is you've invested a lot of time, effort, and money into your qualification. Therefore, you should charge accordingly for that. You're coming into an industry, yes, you're fresh, yes, you're new, but that education and that motivation is there at its highest point because you're freshly educated. You've got lots that you want to offer. There's people out there waiting for you to buy into your services so that you can help them as well. Don't start off cheap. Just start off at the same price as those around you. Obviously, mindset wise, we might be coming into a little bit of imposter syndrome. Am I good enough? Am I going to be able to compete with others around me? Again, don't put yourself in that sort of competition element or that competitive mindset. Just go into this knowing what you're worth, knowing what your value is, knowing that you've got a good service that you can offer to people. And again, as a fitness professional, whether it's personal training or sports massage, you're providing a service that people want to pay in for and pay into because they're going to get a really good service back from that. But you're going to be giving them education. You're going to be giving them a service that will benefit them in their lifestyle, in their health, in their wellness. So never start off too cheap. What we're going to cover in this next little block is roughly how much you should charge. And it will differ from location to location. If you're in a large city like London or something like that, you might have, and again, this comes down to your local research, you might be surrounded by businesses which are charging maybe £75 per session for personal training or whatever it may be. The standard rate that most fitness professionals, and I'm going to speak really now broadly in terms of personal training as well, sports massage sessions, very similar sort of fee, Pilates instructor sessions. That will differ quite a lot as well, because they won't always be one-to-one. They might be group classes also. But let's keep this quite broad, and we'll speak to you now as if you're a personal trainer. The average rate for a personal trainer nationally in the UK is about £35 per session. Okay. Now, again, do your local research. You might find that those around you are charging more like £45, £50 per session. So long as you've got the same level of education, go with that. You know, you don't have to start yourself cheap because you're new. So find out what those are around you are offering for that services. But as a whole, £35 per session seems to be around the average price. Now, what we challenge our students to do very early on is to think about how you're going to get your first 10 clients. It might seem like a big ask, especially when you're new to an industry as well. How do you find your first client, for example, let alone your first 10? But as soon as you start spreading that word about what it is you do, what it is you have to offer, and how you can provide a great service, people will listen to you. They will see that. And it might not be friends or family members, but it might be friends of their friends and so forth as well. So just spread the word out as much as you can. And we will touch on advertising to finish this podcast. So 10 sessions or 10 clients, sorry, would generally relate to around, and this is all average, it's all a bit broad, but 15 sessions a week could come from 10 clients. And the reason for that is not every client is going to be training once a week. Some, yeah, might be once every 2 weeks, but most of the clients that you have, as a personal trainer especially, where you're seeing your clients on quite a regular basis, most of your clients would be, if not once a week, maybe twice a week, maybe three times a week. You may even be lucky and train someone four or five times a week. I was lucky enough to do that. And when you are training someone almost as their full-time personal trainer, you're seeing them five times a week. They're doing, the only time they ever train is when they see you, and they're training a lot. It's brilliant because you've got full reign over their programming and what they're doing, and you don't have to worry about what they're doing in between your sessions because they review when they're exercising. So hopefully you'll get some of those clients where they are doing four or five times a week. 10 clients though will average out about 15 sessions. Now at £35 per session, this is obviously supposing that everyone turns up obviously to their sessions, you don't get any cancellations. Again, this is just a guide to give you an idea. 15 sessions a week based on 10 clients, it's going to give you about £525 a week on that £35 per session cost. Based on a monthly income, let's say again, over 4 weeks, you're looking at £2,100. Again, assuming that everyone's going to turn up to the sessions and you're not getting cancellations. Let's work that out over a year. And I've worked this out just to give you an idea, over 48 weeks. Obviously, you might want to take more than 4 weeks off, holiday off a year. You will get drops in a number of sessions you're doing week in, week out. Some people may do a course of personal training and then move on. Others might go from three sessions a week down to one session a week. And so there may be instances where things happen. But again, this is a guide. Based on doing an average of 15 sessions a week for 48 weeks of the year, you're looking at around £25,000 a year, okay? That's just based on 10 clients. And again, these are the sort of things that you want to be putting down in your business plan as well. You know, how many sessions a week do I have to do to earn around 25K? So it's around 15 sessions at £35 per session. If you wanted to scale up your business and you want more than 10 clients a week, you want more than 15 sessions a week, so push for some more. And again, the busier you get, the easier it is to get more clients because you've got more word of mouth and you've got more content to deliver and put out there. If you're to have an average of 15 clients, again, some doing one a week, some doing two or three a week, you could look around to be having about 25 sessions of personal training per week. 25 sessions per week will give you about £875 per week. Over a four-week period, you're looking at about £3,500 per month on average. Over a year, based on 48 weeks, that will take your yearly income up to around the £42,000 a year mark. And that's based on 25 sessions per week. For me, as a personal trainer, 25 sessions was my magic number. I had periods as a personal trainer where I would be doing 35 to 40 sessions a week. which was great financially. But for me, who I wanted to find a nice balance between work, lifestyle, had a young family, like to do hobbies such as surfing and obviously training myself, I found when I was doing about 35, 40 sessions per week, my time was a little bit short for what I wanted. So I let my business naturally drop down to around 25 sessions per week. That was giving me an income that I wanted at the time. And it was giving me the nice time work balance that I was after as well. Let's take one more scale up then. Let's look at what could happen if you were to have 20 clients. And again, these are all one-to-one personal training sessions we're talking about here. There's other avenues to your business that you want to put in your business plan. You might consider online coaching. You might take on the board doing some group training with some other fitness professionals or all on your own. There's loads of different avenues you can take your business. But one-to-one personal training, 20 clients a week, that will give you around that 35 session a week mark. 35 sessions a week, you're looking at about £1,225 per week. Over 4 weeks, over a month, you're looking around £4,900. And then over a year, based on 48 weeks, you're looking at about £59,000 per year. Okay, so you can see there, by scaling your business, and there will be weeks, it will never be consistent, unfortunately, because especially when you're having a lot of clients come and go, people do have to cancel for some reasons, whether it's work-related, illness, whatever it may be. But this is just to give you a guide, to give you an average. When I was working full-time as a personal trainer, again, 25 sessions was my magic number. Yes, I might have a few cancellations. So 1 week I might be doing 22 sessions per week. But then also I might be taking on new clients every now and then. Or some clients might want to do a few more sessions. So some weeks I might edge up towards 28 or 30 sessions per week. So it would always balance out. So this is just giving you a guide of how many clients you will need, how many sessions per week you will need, to give you a rough guide about how much income you can expect to get back per year. And again, let's look at that middle ground, that 25 sessions a week. If you're basing your business model on 25 sessions a week, you're going to end up earning around that £3,500 per month, around £40,000 per year for doing 25 sessions worth of work. There is obviously work to be done around that, marketing, programming, following up with clients, all sorts of different stuff as well. But it's a job that hopefully you'd love. I love doing personal training. I do a very small bit of personal training now around running this training academy. And it's a very satisfying career choice because, again, we're helping people. We're helping others. So let's look at how you can start to build your business. Don't start off cheap. You don't need to start off cheap at all as a personal trainer. Don't get that imposter syndrome, thinking that there's other people that have been in the industry a long time, they should be charging more for me. What can happen from someone who has been in the industry a long time is they can sometimes get a little bit lackluster with their business. They've been doing it for so long, they can do it with their job with their eyes closed. They don't always put in as much effort as they maybe should. Again, someone brand new to the industry will have motivation to want to help and provide and give as best a service as they possibly can. That's why you shouldn't charge at a cheaper rate when you're first getting into this industry. But what you can do to drum up a bit of business, to drum up a bit of awareness and to start building that client base is maybe start off with an offer. One offer that I really would recommend as anyone as a personal trainer, and this is one that really helped me take my business, which I'd admit didn't start off very fast. It was a different time back around 2002. There was no social media. There was no Facebook, no YouTube. Websites were completely different to what they were now. It was very hard to get in front of people and to advertise your services, apart from old school methods like leaflet drops or posters or using word of mouth, which is a really good avenue for drumming up business, which I'll talk about in a second. But one offer which I put out there, which really, I would say, kickstarted my business to get it to where it wanted to be, was when I started offering free sessions. They weren't full hour sessions. It was the offer was this: 3 times 30-minute sessions with me. Okay. Now, the reason this worked for a lot of individuals, and I would put this out to people who showed an interest in personal training, I would advertise it in the local gyms using posters, showing my offer, and then I would end up speaking with people who I didn't even realize was interested in personal training. So people like stuff for free, not so much because they're getting it for free, but mainly so they can trial something first. Starting or buying into the service of a personal trainer for lots of individuals can a lot of individuals can be quite apprehensive about this. They can like look at it with a bit of anxiety, not sure about what it's going to be like. Are they going to end up with a personal trainer who's just going to make them a sweaty mess on the floor, make them feel sick or want to throw up, all these things? They don't understand that personal training is effectively a service. It's there to make them fitter, healthier, better. And that doesn't have to mean that they're going to get beasted in the gym environment. In fact, when you're starting off with a new client, you shouldn't be beasting any of your clients. That's for another podcast. So these free 30-minute sessions were there to give individuals a bit of a taster about how I would treat them as a personal trainer and to show them a little bit of an insight into what the services were that I provided. When I started off in this industry, the big gym chain that I was working for at the time, they had a little bit of the wrong approach to personal trainer, I would say, because they were teaching all of us new personal trainers to give someone a one free taster session and pretty much just show them how good you are by beasting them in a gym environment. And that's not how you should treat any of your clients. You've got to start working out what your baseline measures are with that client, start them off gradually, find out, look at their movement patterns, their techniques. There's so much stuff you need to do in the early sessions. But these three 30-minute sessions helped you get in front of a client, get that person in the gym environment with you, and show them how you're going to treat them as a personal trainer. The reason that these three 30-minute sessions work for me is A, it allowed me to do something different on each session so that these new potential clients realize that every session wasn't all based on the same muscle groups, or they weren't going to be the same from one to the next. I could focus on different muscle groups. I could work on the upper body one session. I could do a lower body session on one session. I could do a core session on the third, or I could do a fitness session or a boxing session, or many different approaches, all these different things that you can show off to your client to show the type of training that you could be doing with them on a weekly basis. Obviously, within those 30 minutes, it's a really good example just to get to know that person, to build that rapport, to find out what barriers they have when it comes to exercise. Why haven't they done personal training before? Have they done personal training before, but it hasn't worked for them? So it really gets that kind of breaks down any barriers that you may have with any potential clients. The other reason that the three 30-minute sessions for free worked is it creates a habit very early on, which is booking in to see you. And this is a really important one. This is why I went from offering one free session to three 30-minute sessions. For example, I would book a potential new client in on a Monday morning, and we might do a little bit of a upper body workout. Okay, so I'll show that client how we could do a specific and effective warm-up. I'll show them how we can effectively use some resistance training to make sure that they're doing stuff in the correct manner and they got the right techniques. So you're starting to work out how you can train. You show that person how you can train them. You're not just going to stand next to them on a machine counting reps. After that session, you get a good bit of feedback with them. You motivate them, you encourage them, and then you let them move on. Now, the good thing here is that you will then book them in for their second session. So again, this is now where you're starting to form that habit of them booking in with you. So you might book them in on a Wednesday morning, and here you might do a completely different session, a different warm-up, a lower body workout, different set methods. So it's another way that you can show these individuals how well you can train them and how it's going to be different from one session to the next and how that training is going to be specific to their end goal as well. And you're going to continue working that rapport. Then you've got to book them in for that third session. It might be on the Friday of the same week. It might be on the following week. It depends on the client and their objectives. But here's the thing now. You can do a third session that same week, potentially. And you might do a bit of a boxing workout, a bit of focus pad work, which, again, is a really good way to get your clients understanding your worth, because a lot of people love doing boxing workout. It's great for the core, it's great for the fitness, it's great for the stamina, it's great for the strength and power. And equally, it's something that many clients cannot do on their own. They will need you there to hold the pads, they need you there to give them the drills, to set the correct technique with that individual as well. And they realize it's actually a lot of fun, hard work, effective, works on their fitness, and a lot of fun as well. By the time you've done that third session, that's where it's a case of, well, what do we do next? that client might have really enjoyed booking in with you. And the habit then hopefully is, oh, it's a bit of a shame I'm not booking with you next week. Can I do that? And all of a sudden, you've built that habit of where they look forward to coming to their sessions. They can feel and see that there's a difference in terms of how they maybe train themselves to how they feel when they train and work with you. And again, it gets that habit of them, I actually quite enjoy having that appointment in my diary, knowing that I'm coming to the gym. I don't have to think about it. I've got someone who's going to design my programs for me. It's formed the habit. And it showed that individual the benefits, the real benefits of what personal training can be. So if you're looking to scale your business up, if you're looking to build up your client base, even if you've been in this industry a long time and you feel like you've not yet reached where you want to be, chuck an offer out there. 3 30-minute sessions for free to people who might have shown interest in the past, and put it in front of your target audience as well, and just see what you get from that. Nowadays, you can advertise it on your social media, still do the whole leaflets, posters, word of mouth, use as many advertising tools as you can think of just to get this offer in front of people. And here's the thing as well. Remember that everyone won't always see that offer the first time you advertise it. Your advertising needs to be consistent. You might put an offer out there 1 week and you get one response. And if you're, well, that wasn't very effective. I only got one response. If you then close off the doors and you stop offering that, you're going to get no responses. But the following week, if you push that offer out there again and you're regularly trying to put it into people's mindset that this is something that you're offering, the next week you might be getting 2 or 3 different people committing to your offer. So put the offer out as many times as you can, consistently as well. Remember, some people might see your offer to start with. They might think, oh, that sounds interesting. It is something I would like to do, but they might not action it straight away and pick up the phone and make that connection with you. They'll then need to see that offer coming again and again and again in front of them for them one day, 1 week to say, actually, I've seen that offer now. I don't want to miss out on it. I'm going to pick up the phone. I'm going to call that person. I'm going to book myself in for these 3 30-minute sessions. So don't just advertise once and expect everyone to come running to you. You've got to consistently advertise week in, week out, month in, month out. Maybe even put a deadline on that offer as well. Like, it might be just for the month that you're in, or it might be a 6-week offer. And then the good thing then is you can have like the last week where you're making this offer available. So then all of a sudden, anyone who has seen it a few times but hasn't yet taken action, they'll know they've only got one more week to do it. And that's when hopefully they will. You know, I've done it all the time. You see something that you want to buy or a service you want to buy into. As soon as there's a deadline, whether there's a real deadline there or not, it does force you to take action because you don't want to miss out on that good opportunity. So that would be my advice in terms of how you start with an offer. Other people do start off at a cheaper price, only as a special offer, not continually. So for example, you might do the first 5 sessions for all new clients are £20, just to give them that idea of what it's going to be like. And they're full sessions, proper sessions. They're not like just example sessions that the 3 30-minute sessions may be. So consider what your offer is going to be. Look around as well to see what other people put out there in terms of what their special offers are and how they build up their client base. Get some inspiration from others. But definitely put all that in your business plan and think about a way that you're going to advertise it. A couple more things to speak about in terms of pricing as well. One thing that I always thought worked well with clients twofold is block bookings. Block bookings is good. It gets a big lump of money up front for you as well. So financially, it's quite nice. You might do 10 sessions. Don't drop your price. So 10 sessions for £350. So still basing on that £35 per session, but maybe give them their 11th session for free. Okay. I much preferred, as a personal trainer, giving away one free session of my time than selling 10 sessions for £300. So let's say £30 a session. I'd prefer to take the full wedge of money for the 10 sessions and then give one free session away of my time. Okay, so that's one way you can look at it. You might try and get people to commit to bigger blocks, so maybe 20 sessions, so £700, still £35 per session, and then they get 2 free sessions at the end of it as well. The reason it's twofold as well, it gets people parting with a big lump of money up front straight away, so they don't have to worry about bringing their making that payment per session. They can just pay you one lump sum of money and then they know it's sorted and they don't have to think about it. But also it keeps them accountable as well. You know, if someone's invested in themselves, say £700 to pay for 20 sessions with you as a personal trainer, they're training with you twice a week or three times a week, they know, especially if it's someone who maybe struggles to get the motivation to go to gym, if they pay for it, they have to use it. So therefore, if they pay you a big block of sessions up front, it's going to make them get those sessions. If it's someone who paid as they went, session by session, obviously what can happen is like 1 week, they haven't paid for anything. So it's like, oh, I'm not going to do it this week. So it kind of motivates your client by doing a bigger block booking in the very first instance. So that's another thing you can think about. Staying on that point, actually, one thing I've seen quite a lot also is having a higher one only session, a pay-as-you-go rate. So for example, I've seen many fitness professionals, and I dabbled with this over the years as well at certain times in my business, £40 per session as a pay-as-you-go rate, or you could do 10 sessions for £350. So, you know, you could do it that way. So where if they do buy more sessions, they get it slightly cheaper. But again, still keep it on the session rate that you want, i.e. £35 per session. But if people want to pay as they go, maybe do that one slightly higher, £40 per session, for example. These are all things to chew over. Just have a little think about and work out what works best for you. Now, the last thing I want to touch upon before I finish this podcast by talking about advertising is getting over the barrier where someone clearly wants to do personal training with you, knowing that it's going to benefit them and it's going to help them reach their goal, but maybe they can't afford it. I worked with people before over the years, and these were sometimes some of the better ones to train, where they've really had to scrape together a little bit of money to pay you for personal training. Maybe they're not on a high income wage, maybe they've got lots of outgoings, but they really know the benefit of training with you and what you can do for their health and their mindset and their well-being. So they scrape together the money to come and train with you. You know, maybe they give up something. Maybe they give up smoking or going out a couple times a week or whatever it may be. They put their health first. And I used to love training with these people because the ones that probably can't afford it sometimes but scrape together what they can, they're going to put a massive effort in. Money doesn't come easy to them, so they want to get as much out of it as they possibly can. So their motivation, their mindset is going to be 110% in terms of work ethic. And those sort of ones are really good to work with. What you can do, though, this is a really cool thing to offer and to clearly offer it as well. So don't let it for people find out that you offer it just because they had to raise up sometimes the embarrassing question for some people that they want to do it, but they can't afford to do it. Advertise clearly on your website, your social media posts, your posters that people can do buddy sessions. So a buddy session is where you split the cost. So if someone really wants to train with you, but they can't quite afford that £35 per session, why don't they split the cost with a friend? You know, find someone. Yes, ideally someone who's in the same sort of fitness level as what they are, the same sort of goal mindset, but it doesn't have to be that way. I've trained, for example, couples in the past. One might be very fit, sporty, athletic. The other might be quite new to training, not so sporty, athletic. You can still do different types of sessions for two different individuals at the same time. You've got to be quite versatile and think about what you're doing and utilize the space and your resources around you quite cleverly, but it can be done. But buddy sessions are a really good thing to think about as an offer and put out there clearly to other people. You'll be surprised how many people would love to do personal training but can't afford it, so don't even pick up the phone to ask you about it because they just know £35 a session is too much. If they knew, though, they can split that cost with someone else, £17.50 per session in some ways. Then all of a sudden, you're probably going to have a lot more inquiries and your client base is going to go up. So consider doing buddy sessions as well. But again, all of these things, write it down. Put it in your business plan. Don't just think, oh, that's a good idea. I'm going to do that, but don't write it down anyway. If you write something down, you generally action it. Or you might forget to action it, but then you see it written down again a few weeks later and think, oh, I've not yet done anything with that. I've not yet advertised the fact that I now take block bookings or now I do buddy sessions as an offer. So, or I haven't put out there to anyone yet. No one yet knows that I offer 3 30-minute sessions for free for all new clients. So write these things down if it's something that you want to do. Put it in your business plan so that you can see it and refresh yourself and recap it regularly so it keeps you motivated about where you want to be. So that's a rough idea at pricing. Just to finish with then, advertising is really important. It's all very good to have these good ideas, these special offers, the structure of your payment systems and so forth as well. But make sure you advertise yourself. You can be an amazing personal trainer, an amazing fitness professional. You might be a brilliant sports massage therapist, a brilliant personal trainer. But if nobody knows that they can pay you money to have that service provided, they can't contact you. So this is where advertising is key. And again, I've done it myself as well. I've seen many people do it where they might advertise their services 1 week, advertise a special offer 1 week, and then don't follow it up for the next 4 weeks. So all of a sudden you go quiet for 4 weeks. You know, you can almost get that mindset where you're like, well, I put an offer out there, but no one really bought into it. So I feel like I failed with that and it wasn't good and no one wanted to buy it. No one wants to buy into my services or take advantage of my special offer. You have to constantly put it out in front of people. Remember, someone might see your offer and be very keen, but not yet have the confidence maybe to take action, or they might be too busy to take action. If you keep reminding people by chucking it in front of their eye line as many times as possible over a continual basis, one time they'll see it, it hits them at the right time of day where they're not distracted by kids or something else, that's when they pick up the phone or click on the link and they purchase your offer or buy into your offer effectively. So advertise as much as you possibly can. Now, advertising methods. Look at what other people are doing around you, advertising your local gym, maybe the place you work, you're basing your business from. You can do the old school methods like put posters up, leaflet drops through people's doors. You can get your car, your van sign written. Just think about what you could do and then go forward with it. Don't just think about it, have the idea and not action it. Think about what you need to do, write it down, plan it out, get some posters drawn up, whatever it may be, get them printed. So easy to get these things done nowadays. You've got really good local businesses or you just do it all online. And just advertise, put it out there as much as you can. Maybe even network a little bit as well by going into other businesses or big businesses and, you know, offering their staff or the people who work in that building your services as well. So just try to get your advertisements and your marketing in front of as many people now as possible. And then don't just stop by doing it once or twice. Continually do it. Nowadays, we've got the online side of things as well. I say nowadays, it wasn't around when I started, but you've got really easy to build website platforms now. You can do it yourself with Wix builders online and Squarespace. You can find web developers. There's so many people out there now which are making good businesses on the back of marketing and helping individuals grow their business. Just look out for them or ask around and you'll find them. Get yourself a website. I always think it's a real good point of trust for people before they buy into your business and buy into your services to be able to look online and see what you do and see a little bit about you. If they see you as a fitness professional, they see your offer and then they try to find your website or they Google you or whatever they may be, but you just don't come up anywhere. It does. I wouldn't say they don't trust you, but they don't get that element of trust straight away. You know, so give them a website that they can log into, go into, see testimonials, get an idea about your services, see your prices clearly laid out in front of them as well. And basically just give them as much trust as possible. Get a good website as well. Showcasing your brand, showcasing what you can do for people and how you can help them. Once you've got a website, you can drive people to your website organically as well. This is a really good thing nowadays about how we can use social media along with our websites and so forth as well. They all go hand in hand. They all work in synergy with each other. For example, you might have a blog page on your website, blogs, video blogs or vlogs. Really good way to share resources, share information, offer value to people that can benefit from it. Show your worth, show your education. And then, you know, the more stuff you put out there, people will start reading it and they'll know who you are. They know who your name is and they'll again have that trust. But the good thing about putting a blog on your website, you can share it on your social media. So you get in front of people on the social media side of things. They click on your blog on the social media and they end up on your website and they see your services. So they do really do work hand in hand with each other. So think about putting blogs together, vlogs, podcasts as well, like I'm doing here. And also tie YouTube into it as well. Get on the YouTube side of things, start putting great video content up there, whether it's like things of value, like education, what people should be eating, how they should be training for certain goals. I always think as fitness professionals, it's very important that all of your content isn't just you filming your clients as you train them. I think it's a lot better if you get a good videographer, a good photographer, just to do a day where you maybe get a load of different individuals on camera with you, and the video content you're putting out there, or the imagery you're putting out there, it's not so much your training client in front of your eyes, i.e. you taking a picture or you filming. It will look so much better of having an image or video of you training someone on camera. So they see you on camera, they see you training, because that's what people are looking at. They're not looking to see what your clients look like so much when they're training with you. They're looking to see what you're like when you're training your clients. So consider that as a big part of your advertising as well. It's something that I don't see enough of, I think. You've also got paid advertisement as well. So you can look into Google Ads, AdWords, and you drive it. So when people search on Google for maybe personal trainers in your area, your website will come up quite close, page one ideally. So you've got organic traffic and you've got paid traffic that you can utilize. As I just said, you've got social media you can tie all this in with as well. You put a blog on your website, you share it on social media. You put an offer on social media, you share it, link it back to your website. So people are always going to go hand in hand. Social media is an important one. It's a big topic. I'm not going to cover it all now. It's very important you get your social media platforms right. It shouldn't, I mean, do showcase a little bit about yourself. People love to find out about who you are, what your goals are, how you live, how you eat, how you train. But a lot of the time, you can't make it all about you. You have to showcase how you provide your service. As I just mentioned, again, images of you training other people, videos of you training other people, not just videos and images of your clients training for you. So consider how you're going to use social media. And obviously, there's different platforms. You've got your Instagram, you've got your Facebook, you've even got TikTok nowadays as well. Don't just put the same thing on all channels. Different things work better on different platforms. For example, a long blog, which is easily clickable, is normally better on Facebook. An image is normally better on Instagram. A long video, better on Facebook. So there's loads of different ways you can consider this and structure this. My advice for social media, which again we're not going to go into now, is to create a really good content plan and social media schedule. The good thing now, when you get this right, you don't want to make social media a massive part of your business where it's just consuming all of your headspace, taking up all your time. You can effectively plan your social media on a Monday morning, schedule it all to go out at certain points over the week, and then once it's scheduled, you can then forget about it. All you have to do then is log back in once a day, I'd say, recommend. Don't log in every hour because, again, you drive yourself insane and you procrastinate on your newsfeed. Log in once a day, check your notifications, see if you need to respond to any comments or respond to any new inquiries maybe, and then log back out again. Don't let it consume you and your time because social media can do that. Last bit of advertisement recommendation that I would give you, and I strongly suggest you use this, word of mouth. So this is what I mentioned very early on in this podcast. When your client base gets busy or bigger, you can end up getting busier because you've got more people talking about the good sessions, the good training, the good services that you're providing them. Okay? So the more people you get, the busier you become. It's generally the way most businesses grow as well. So with word of mouth, use it. So if you're looking to build a business, don't be embarrassed to say to your clients, I need to find some more clients, you know, just be straight up with them. Like, ask them, do you know any of your friends or family that would also be able to benefit from the services I provide? And, you know, ask them to refer people to you. People are, especially people who have bought into your services, when you do a good job, they're more than happy to share the story of what a good job you're doing for them and how well you're helping them and get others to buy into that service as well. So do use the clients that you have, use word of mouth, even use word of mouth to people who don't even buy into your service, your friends and family members. Get them to talk about you and share about what you're doing and send out links that to special offers that you might put out there. One thing that I always found worked for me as well is if any of my clients or even friends did find me a new client, especially when they bought into like a block, I'll give them a free session as a thank you. You know, again, it's just a bit of my time. They've just, if someone's found me a client who's going to train twice a week for me, with me, all of a sudden I'm up by about £70 per week because, or £280 a month because someone has spread good words about me, you know? So I feel like a free session to say thank you is not much of a hardship. So hopefully that podcast has given you some things to think about. To recap, business plan first and foremost. Decide your prices. Don't be too cheap. Just go with what you're worth. You've invested a lot into your education so you can do the career that you love and that you want to do. So now go out and get the income that you deserve because of that. Think about the services you're going to provide, and then importantly, advertise and be really consistent with your advertising as well. So I hope you've got some good points to action from that podcast. We'll have another one coming up in the next few weeks. We've had about a year's hiatus between this one and episode 14. Hopefully it won't be long this time. But yeah, think about what you're doing. Think about your career as a business. Unfortunately, too many people get qualified as a personal trainer or a sports massage therapist or Pilates instructor, whatever they may be, and they don't shout about what they're doing. So they never see that growth in their business. Have a solid business plan, action it, and you'll be great, okay? So hopefully there's a few things you can take away from there. Over to you. Go make some notes. Write down the things you want to do because it will make you action them. And best of luck to you. But definitely don't sell yourself off too cheap. Anyway, we'll be back soon with another podcast, so stay tuned. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. You can find out more about our courses, further podcasts, and you can even find out more about our business and marketing course for the fitness professional. Do this by going to our website at www.performancetrainingacademy.com. We'll be back soon with another episode.